Hello, everyone. Bill Cromwell with you again on the third floor for great classical music and a very full show this week. So I'll have to dispense with a bit of my usual intro and get right to it. Just know that we'll once again be enjoying a unique mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental music, and this week will not disappoint. A quick mention, though, about the second hour. I'll be sharing new music for harp by English composer Paul Lewis, and I've arranged to have Mr. Lewis share a few remarks about his work as well, so please stay tuned for that. Last time, we heard a sublime requiem from Herbert Howells, so I thought we'd start off with something a bit more uplifting, a familiar hymn from Herbert Howells, All My Hope on God Is Founded, also known as Michael, in tribute to the composer's son, who died of polio at 9 years old. We'll hear the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Stephen Layton. I'm Bill Cromwell, and we're together on the third floor for a program absolutely teeming with great music this week. Thank you for being with me. A stirring beginning to our time together this week on the third floor and music of Herbert Howells, All My Hope on God Is Founded, also known as Michael. We heard the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Stephen Layton. To the Baroque now, and music of Tomas Albinoni, a sinfonia or overture to his opera La Statira for two trumpets, two oboes, strings, and continuo. We'll hear La Serenissima, conducted by Adrian Chandler.
Thank you.
Adrian Chandler leading La Serenissima and music of Tomas Albinoni, a sinfonia for two trumpets, two oboes, strings, and continuo. In about 20 minutes, a work I'm very excited to bring to you, Media Vita from John Shepherd, the featured work of this first hour. It's divine. But right now, music of Mozart and his violin concerto number 4 in D major with Aislinn Noski violin and the Handel and Haydn Society playing for us on the third floor. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Handel Haydn Society, along with Eslin Noski, playing the violin there, in music of Mozart, his Violin Concerto No. 4 in D major. A month ago, while reading the Times, I ran across an article extolling the beauty of John Shepherd's Media Vita. 16th century composer, English composer, John Shepherd. It's this hour's featured work, and that article I mentioned is a fascinating read, by the way, if you get a chance to track it down. John Shepherd, who lived from 1515 to 1558, likely dying from a pandemic sweeping Britain in that year. We enjoyed one of his motets a few weeks back, so his music is certainly represented in the third floor library. However, I didn't have the Media Vita. Well, you can guess what happened next. I went about securing this work for the Stax. With one little wrinkle. I was able to get in touch with the renowned vocal ensemble, The 16, and they sent me a trove of recordings, including this John Shepherd work. And all of that, so I could bring it to you now, this breathtaking work. If you're not familiar with it, you're in for a treat. The director of The 16, Harry Christopher, says, "It's seductive. It draws you in, and you just can't leave it alone. You have to go with it," in terms of its performance. John Shepherd and his Media Vita, "In the Midst of Life, We Are in Death." It's the featured work in this first hour of the third floor.
Thank you.
beautiful music from 16th century English composer John Shepherd and a spectacular performance by the 16 conducted by Harry Christophers. We heard Media Vita, In the Midst of Life, We Are in Death. And in the second hour, we're going to move to a contemporary English composer, Paul Lewis, and I'm excited to have him on the program, be featuring a number of works of his for harp and one other piece. And I hope you can stay with me into hour number two. I'm Bill Cromwell. We're together on the third floor.